Welcome to Come Follow Me, Mental Health Insights with Dr. David Morgan. Each week we'll review a concept from the Come Follow Me lesson and talk about applications to improve our mental and emotional health. Hi, welcome to episode 21. This week we are studying Deuteronomy chapters 6 through 8, 15, 18, 29 through 30, and 34. Looks like that's just the recommended reading because, again, this is the only week that we're studying the book of Deuteronomy. And this is the last of the five books of Moses. From the Old Testament Seminary Teacher Manual, it reads, the book's title, so Deuteronomy, means second law or repetition of the law. For in these final sermons, Moses repeated to the Israelites many of the laws and commandments that were part of their covenant with the Lord. Moses also exhorted the Israelites to remember and keep their covenant as he taught them the consequences of either obeying or disobeying the Lord's law and commandments. I think I knew that when I taught seminary many years ago, and Deut, that preface, D-U-E or D-E-U, definitely means second, but I think I'd forgotten that this was simply a kind of a repeating of the laws that had been listed before. I love the idea of repetition. It's through repeated learning that we end up learning things well. When I was many, many years ago, when my mom was trying to teach me piano, I would practice. I would have to practice over and over the same songs so I could learn them well. Unfortunately, I did not continue to practice, and I wish I knew how to play piano today. And if I do learn to play piano someday, it will be through practice. It will be through that concept of repetition. And that's what Moses was helping the children of Israel do. That happens in the gospel as well. If you think about General Conference and the overall themes, my guess is that there probably haven't been more than a dozen core themes in decades of General Conferences. You could probably go back to every talk and fit them into, you know, one of 12 to 15 core themes. That's because repeating the same messages over and over helps us learn them more effectively. And this has a significant relationship to our mental health. Our thoughts create our emotions. And the more often we have a certain thought, the more often we're going to have a certain emotion. Also, the more often we have a certain thought, the more the brain adapts to and believes that thought. As we repeat the same thought over and over in our brains, it begins to kind of cement it and make it more automatic. And this can happen for both positive and negative thoughts. It can happen for truths, and it can happen for untruths. The brain is a remarkable organ, and it is truly dispassionate when it comes to learning. It will learn whatever you feed it over and over and over again. And so what happens with mental health issues is that oftentimes they stem from negative thoughts that have been repeated over and over to the point where they have just become very automatic. And we can change those thought patterns, but a thing that's important to realize is that thought patterns that have become automatic are initially very resistant to change. And that's why if you have a habit, you'll find that it's hard to break that habit right away, because those thought patterns, those patterns in your brain have been repeated so many times that they have become, the brain's become very efficient at doing it. So I love the idea that Moses is taking the time to repeat the law to the children of Israel. And we need to make sure that we are repeating to ourselves thoughts that are true and accurate, and avoid repeating the thoughts that are false and inaccurate. So look at the counsel given by Moses in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 4 through 9. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thine heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy might. And these words which I command thee this day shall be in thine heart. And thou shalt teach them diligently unto thy children, and shalt talk of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, and when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt bind them for a sign upon thine hand, and they shall be as frontlets between thine eyes. And thou shalt write them upon the posts of thy house and on thy gates. So the counsel Moses is giving is he's saying these truths, in this case, the particular truth of loving the Lord, he says, you need this truth to be in front of you all the time. He says, I want it on the posts of your house. I want it on your gates. He says, I even want it in front of your eyes. In traditional Judaism, there are There's clothing that they wear where they have scriptures that they can attach to different parts of their bodies that help them remind this, a kind of a literal interpretation of this scripture. We do it as Latter-day Saints as well. We'll put scriptures on posters and put them up on the wall. My mom did this many, many years ago when we were fighting as kids all the time, and she put a scripture from King Benjamin up on the wall to help us try to remember not to fight so much. And so putting these things in front of us helps us remember. Now, and a companion truth to this, this idea of loving the Lord, is Elder Holland talked about this in April 2016. My brothers and sisters, the first great commandment of all eternity is to love God with all of our heart, might, mind, and strength. That's the great first commandment. But the first great truth of all eternity is that God loves us with all of his heart, might, mind, and strength. That love is the foundation stone of eternity, and it should be the foundation stone of our daily life. Indeed, it is only with that reassurance burning in our soul that we can have the confidence to keep trying to improve, keep seeking forgiveness for our sins, and keep extending that grace to our neighbor. The idea that the first great truth is God loves us is important because God's love never changes for us. We can sin our way out of blessings, but we cannot sin our way out of his love. Sometimes we believe that we aren't lovable, that we have strayed so far and that we've fallen out of God's love or esteem. That is a lie and is one of the most successful lies that Satan peddles, in my opinion. Moses told his people, keep these truths in front of you at all times so that they would affect us for good. Now think about if you have the opposite happening to you, if you have lies in front of you all the time. Consider the effect of keeping these sorts of thoughts at the front of your mind, repeated on a daily basis. I'm worthless. I can't do anything right. I'm unacceptable. Most of the people I meet with in my psychology practice, I find that some version of one of those thoughts is in front of them on a daily basis. It's being reinforced over and over through their thinking to the point where it becomes kind of a bedrock belief, which then fuels their emotional condition. If we're going to make progress on mental health issues, we have to identify the thinking that fuels the problem, and then work to correct that thinking. And making progress on mental health issues has to be an active process. Thought patterns that have been present for a long time, like we talked about, they're going to be somewhat automatic, and they're not going to change unless they're actively worked against. So think about some of the thoughts that are in front of you on a daily basis. Are these thoughts positive? Are they negative? Are they hopeful? Are they fearful? Think about what you're feeding your brain through the media and other things that you watch. Is it or read? Is it positive, negative, hopeful, or fearful? Just like Moses counseled his people to keep truth in front of them, we need to be mindful to do the same thing and keep those truths out in front of us. So here's your weekly invitation. And just a general reminder about them. You don't need to do all of them. And it can probably get overwhelming if you're trying to implement everything that I recommend every week. I want you to prayerfully consider what you think is right for you and do that. And you might find over the weeks that some invitations, that there start to be some themes and things that you want to work on where some things you don't want to work on. That's totally fine. Just work on what's going to be good for you. So here's this week's invitation. I want you to search the scriptures and find 5 verses that deal with your potential as a child of God. Then I want you to write down a statement about yourself that reflects the truths taught in the scriptures that you found. Then I want you to take that statement and I want you to put it in 5 places that you are likely to see it on a daily basis. Lock screen on your phone, your car, in your bathroom, in the kitchen, wherever you think you are going to see this phrase regularly, put it in 5 places so that that phrase that describes your worth and your value and destiny as a child of God is in front of you. And you can change it on occasion if you need to, just to keep different things in front of your mind. I do have free worksheets that you can download and help remember and implement this week's and former week's invitations. To find out how to get these, please sign up for my email newsletter. You can find the link in the show notes. And also, please share this podcast with others if you find it helpful. Thanks for listening. And until next time, this is Dr. David Morgan reminding you that change is possible, but that change requires action, and to always keep moving forward. Thanks for listening. If you want to learn more, please visit Dr. Morgan's website at www.ldspsychologist.com.